This is a podcast from the U.S. Mission Uganda.
To mark World Malaria Day on April 25th, I'm speaking with James Sechitoliko, the project coordinator at the Malaria Consortium. James, can you speak briefly about the Malaria Consortium's role in the fight against malaria in Uganda?
Malaria Consortium has been in Uganda close to 9 years now, and we are playing leading role in prevention and combating malaria in Uganda, mainly in the areas of prevention, treatment, diagnosis, and research. We have to close to 20 projects in Uganda, but for now we'll talk about two projects that are mainly involved in prevention of malaria. We have distributed close to 1.6 million nets through routine distribution mechanism in northern Uganda. And we have also distributed close to 600,000 nets through our food project, which is funded by USAID. We have also involved in several pilot studies where we participated in the switch from chloroquine transfer to SETs. And this was done in Chivoga, funded by US President in Malaria Initiative and the CDC. We have also empowered the communities in taking care of their own health. So we have trained close to 20,000 village health teams in managing malaria, pneumonia, and diarrhea in their communities.
And what major challenges do you face in doing this work?
The challenges that we are really facing is mainly in financial resources and operational challenges. The human resource for health, stock out of medicines, weak support supervision mechanisms, and availability and quality and timeliness routine data.
Despite those challenges, have we made progress in combating malaria in Uganda?
Indeed, yes. According to the Uganda Demographic Health Survey, it indicates that the under 5 mortality or deaths have reduced from 162 to 90, according to UDHS 2010. So we are really reducing working in combating malaria to low levels.
To listen to all U.S. Mission podcasts, go to our website at kampala.usembassy.gov.